The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockhead.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with another episode of Ms. and Mrs. That's right, it's Season 2, Episode 13. And guys, we are potty training. We open the episode with Miz trying to teach his adorable daughter, Monroe, how to use the potty with a absolutely kind of horrifying Muppet slash toilet hybrid named Mr. Dumpsky, who sings opera.
What? What?
Apparently, it's a character that George created.
Figures.
For Mike to learn how to potty train, and I guess it worked, because he's potty trained. He's housebroken, more or less. So, he's trying to use it on Monroe to teach her how to potty train, and needless to say, Maurice is horrified. Monroe is a little scared, and so they say goodbye to Mr. Dumpsky.
Okay.
I have no words.
Move on.
So, Miz is on a career high. We see Elimination Chamber from this year where you go, aww.
The last pay-per-view with live actual fans in World Wrestling Entertainment.
Aww, and then the world stopped. And he's on a career high. He's doing the best he's ever done. He's with John Morrison. They're having the time of their lives. And everything's going great, except for Miz's abs. He's like, Morrison has like an 8-pack, and I look like a fat ass next to him. So Miz decides he's going to hire a dietitian, he's going to hire a trainer, and he's going to get on a diet so he can get them sweet 8-pack abs. But we also learned something else. The It couple has kind of become the stay-in couple, because we see shots of LA, of people out and about and roaming around and having a good time, and then we cut to Mike and Maurice in bed, Mike reading a book, Maurice playing on her phone, them having a conversation, and we realize that, you know, hey, they're in bed. You know, because they're tired, they're getting ready to go to bed. They're parents, they have two kids, they have to get up at 5 a.m. And it's like probably 8 or 9 o'clock at night, like you do, you know, parent life. And Maurice gets a text from Renee asking if they want to go out to dinner the next night. And they're both like, do you want to go out? And they both, neither one of them want to do it.
Is that, I don't want to be the one to say no, so, yes.
So, yeah, sure, let's go out. So they say, hey, yeah, let's go. And Renee's like, great. Reservations are at 9 p.m.
P.m.?
Yeah. Like, but I'm asleep by that time. What?
P.m.
What? So they're both like, crap. Okay, well, I guess we'll go. And then Mike tries to put Maurice down for the 10 count, and she's like just not having anything, and brings up potty training and kills the mood. And I think the worst thing about this part was the fact that they gave Mike's little Miz a voice. Mr. Bonesky?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to call it? Mr. Bonesky?
Sure. Let's go and call it that. Little Mike.
Little Mike.
I think that's what he called it. Little Mike.
Because he's sitting there and he's like, bye-bye, boner! Bye-bye! And the camera pans down right to his crotch, which is like, okay, there's just a dick shot of Miz, thanks. He had pants on, but yeah, it's just like, okay, gratuitous, just between the leg shot, got it.
Yeah.
So, Mike is on his diet, and he comes downstairs, and he sees Monroe, this is the next day, and she's eating a Red Vine. And he gets upset, because they have nothing but junk food in the house, and he wants to know who gave her the Red Vine, and Marjo's like, I gave it to her, what's wrong with what I gave her. And even Maurice agrees with Marjo, you know, what's wrong with giving her a Red Vine? There's nothing wrong with a Red Vine. And Mike's like, all we do is eat junk food, and all we do is eat bad things for us. And then Marjo brings up how bad Miz's breath is because of his diet. But, you know, and he's like, no, my breath doesn't stink. And he's like trying to smell his own breath. And then he's like, look, when you start a diet, there are side effects.
There are side effects. I mean, it just happens.
And so, you know, Maurice is like, okay, all right, I promise. You know, we'll do better. We'll try to eat better for your diet kind of thing. And she takes the Twizzlers and dumps them in the trash. And as Mike's trying to put the moves on her, Monroe grabs the Twizzlers out of the trash and runs off.
That was great. They're like, they're talking and everything. And just see the corner of the background. It's like she's just pulling one out of the trash.
She just goes for it, man. She's just like, it's on the top. It's fine.
It's all good.
Grabs a handful, runs off. And Maurice is like, wait!
Maurice, what's in your hand?
Where did you get that? So they get ready for their night on the town. Maurice looks gorgeous. Mike looks great. They go to their restaurant and they meet Renee and a friend. And I swear the friend looks familiar. I think I've seen her before, but I don't know where I've seen her. But it's Renee Paquette and a friend. At that time, Renee Young. And basically, Ms. and Maurice say they aren't going to bring up their kids. They aren't going to start talking about potty training. And, well, what do? When they get to the restaurant, that's all they talk about.
And Renee and her friend are like, cool.
Yeah, no. So they have their dinner time.
6 months later, Renee would be all in on listening to that conversation.
Right? Because Paquette Good is expecting a little bundle of joy on her own. So here's hoping Mike and Maurice can give her some pointers on what to do with that. But yeah, so basically the gist of this whole dinner is that Mike and Maurice are not the fun ones anymore, because they finish the dinner, they're all getting ready to leave, and Renee and the friend are like going to get drinks. They don't invite Maurice and Miz because they're like, oh, well, we figured, you know, you guys wouldn't want to stay out late, that you would want to get home kind of thing.
And we're just going for drinks.
Yeah, it's like, we're just going down the street to drinks. And they're like, do you want to go? And they both hesitate. And it's like, no, I really don't want to go.
But
I feel like I have to go. And then Maurice is like, well, we don't have a babysitter.
So the question is, Ms. Ponders, are they still fun?
Nope. Nope, they are not the fun ones anymore. They are mom and dad. And they kind of have a little bit of a crisis about this. Not a big one, but it's, well, crap, when did we become not fun? And they're the parents, right? They have to take care of their kids. They're being responsible. You know, they don't go out and party a lot anymore. They have their moments, like, you know, I'm sure they have like a day night and that kind of thing. But for the most part, they're staying at home and taking care of their kids, which there's nothing wrong with that.
They're early date nights.
Again, nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be out till all hours of the night to have a good time. Just saying. So we got to the daytime. I don't know what the time frame is, but we see Dolph and Miz. They're working out in Miz's new gym.
It was the next day.
Okay, it was the next day. Dolph is giving Miz shit because he's like, wow, all of this looks unused. And Mike's like, it's new.
Brand new, I just got it.
Like, WTF, dude. Which makes me wonder if they left, like, all the old gym equipment at the rental house.
Probably.
And got that instead.
Who wants to move all that stuff? I mean,
well, I'm sure they can get professional movers, but it would cost an arm and a leg. But Dolph lets it slip that Ryan Cabrera is having a party. And not just any party, a beer pong party, which Mike is a champion at. And he ponders why Ryan didn't invite him. He's like, am I the one that, like, basically nobody calls me anymore? And sure enough, they call Ryan, and Ryan's like, well, I didn't invite you because, you know, I didn't think you'd go out. And Miz is like, I go out, I do stuff. And then he's like, it's at night.
And Dolph just bursts out laughing at that point.
And Miz is like, I go out at night. And Ryan's like, okay, all right, well, you're definitely invited. You can come, but you need a partner. Would Maurice do it? And Mike says yes for her. And he's like, yes, of course, absolutely. Yeah, I'll do it. She'll do it. We're ready to go. And they're in, and good, great. And Miz is like, where's the Tylenol?
Good, great, where's the Tylenol?
Because he's old. So, he's taking his diet and his exercise really, really seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. There's nothing wrong with that. Until he walks into the kitchen.
Day of party.
He hasn't really eaten anything all day because he's saving his macros, which are his fat and carbs and all the bad for you shit. He's saving all of that to go drink beer, mm-hmm. essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't really eaten, and all he's doing is drinking water. So he walks in on Marjo eating a Little Caesars pizza, and he's looking for his water bottle.
Great advertising right there, by the way.
It's very subtle plug.
Yeah.
And she's giving him six kinds of hell because she's like, oh, just smell it. Just smell it. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy the smell. And Miz is like, it smells really, really good, but I'm not giving in. And he's getting, you know, he's getting irritated because he's hangry, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
He's hangry. So Mike goes to the bathroom. Maurice is getting ready to go for the party, and they're talking, and Maurice brings up how irritated Mike is. And he's like, there's one way to relieve it.
So as they're talking, she's just shaking a bottle with the hand motion.
And she's in nothing but a robe.
Yeah. So nothing but a robe and a hand motion that's just now irritating the crap out of him even more. He's working him up.
He's getting excited. And, you know, he wants to do the horizontal limbo. And Maurice goes, is this angry sex? And he's like, it's hangry sex.
And he yells at the camera crew to get the hell out.
Well, no, she's like, I'm going to be too tired. I'm trying to conserve my energy. And he's like, I will revitalize you. And she's like, all right, let's go. And then he kicks the camera crew out and he proceeds to grab her. I guess they went in the shower.
I think so.
I don't know. But like, he starts screaming.
He went from missionary Mike to caveman Mike.
And honestly, Maurice likes it a lot. She's like, God damn, where did that come from? And can I get more of it? Which apparently it was a good time have by all. So they're getting ready to go. Maurice, they're dressed pretty casual. And Miz, I think, had like one of his jackets that he wears like to the ring on or something very similar
something
to it.
Something not a jacket, but it was like a sweater that looks like the crossover like he will wear from the Sandow days.
And so basically the baby throws a punch.
Yeah, and he goes, I'll just wipe right off. It's cool.
Yeah, like he's not going to go change, but they feel guilty leaving their kids because they're like, they're only this little for so long. And we don't want to miss them being little, but they understand that they got to get out of the house. They got to go. So they head out to the party and they sleep the whole way there. And when they wake up, they're refreshed. They're ready. Maurice is tired. And this is where we learn of Mrs. Beer Pong past, of how he was a beer pong champion in college. And they're playing for a gigantic red solo cup. Maurice has never played. She picks it up like
nothing.
And they start dominating and getting drunk and having a good time until they make it to the finals against Ryan and Dolph. And they're both tired. They both want to go home. It's late. And Miz is like, what do you want to do? Do you want to go? And Maurice is like, I'm a mother. I'm a motherfucker who doesn't want to lose.
Yeah.
The it couple don't lose.
Yeah.
So they proceed to kick ass, take names, collect their red solo cup, and go home victorious, like you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what? Sometimes it's just worth it. And when they get home, they're drunk. They've got the munchies. And Mike's like, I need something to eat. And so he breaks his diet and he grabs the pizza. And they're very quietly celebrating their win. They're talking about how awesome it was. Until a voice comes from the darkness. Hello, Michael. A light turns on. Both of them jump about 4 feet in the air and fall on the floor like, holy crap, what's going on? And there, sitting in a chair in the dark, which is really weird, was Mike's mother. And she's like, where have you been? I've been waiting up for you. And they're both looking at each other like, what? What? And then they get up. And she comes to the kitchen and she's like, are you too drunk? And Mike's like, yeah, Mom. I'm really sorry. You know, and she's like, I would have expected better to you of you. And Maurice, are you drunk too? And Maurice is like, yeah. And she kind of starts getting scolded by Barb, and Maurice just starts giggling. She's like, yeah, okay. All right, sure, whatever. But yeah, that was a little weird that his mom was just like sitting there in the dark waiting for them. And then they like look over to where she was sitting, and there's a lamp sitting there. And Maurice is like, where did the lamp come from?
I've
never seen
it
before. Yeah. Like, WTF is going on? And then I think, like, either Marjo or somebody else got up.
No, the mother. She still said something.
She still said something, and they fall back on the floor, and they're like, God damn it, we just can't get away. So they just, like, crawl out of the room to end the episode.
It was hysterical.
I was like, what the hell is going on? They're both in their 30s. They have children, for the love of God. They can't go out and get wasted and play beer pong?
Apparently not. Not in that household.
Very weird, but that does it for this episode.
It was fun.
Overall, sorry, go ahead.
It was fun.
I liked it. It was good. It was very entertaining. It really was.
Yeah.
So we chug on to episode 14. And I'm curious, we were kind of talking about this before the show, but I'm curious to see how they handle the shutdown. Because like we said, they showed Elimination Chamber, which was the last WWE pay-per-view before everything shut down for COVID. And we saw last week a shot from the Performance Center where they temporarily ran Raw and SmackDown and WrestleMania and all the pay-per-views for a while during COVID before they moved to the Amway Center. So I'm really interested to see if they address it at all in the next episode, because we're kind of in that sweet spot for it, or if they're just going to act like the pandemic never happened. I don't know. I'm interested to see what they do.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see how they handle things.
So, we'll have to watch and find out.
Indeed.
But you have stuff to plug, so plug away.
Check out The Rack live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. And catch all the fine programming on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can help support that channel by clicking that purple rectangular button on that page. You can also use creator code RocketSock in the Epic Game Store or Fortnite App Shop. Hashtag ad. Hashtag Epic Partner.
Ding! And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with another episode. Till then, bye!